ik kjenner navn så nær, så nær.
Good morning, it's 8:04, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn.
Thank you. heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Beautiful new music from a Northern Irish band called Cunla, and that was The Enchanted from their new album River Waiting. It was officially released on July the 27th. They're taking the month of August off, recovering from extensive touring, and then they start a big tour September and October over in the UK. If you're traveling over there, by all means, and you see them out and about, definitely catch them. Great music. Prior to that was Andrew Finn McGill, fine solo Irish fiddler from his album Roots, also new music. Boy, everything I played here is, just came out this year. Prior to that was the Afro-Celt Sound System with A Higher Love, composed to the tune of Monkswell Road. And you heard some great Gaelic mouth music segueing into African pieces. We don't have a genre for fusion, but I think the Afro-Celt Sound System does a good job of that. And that's their album, The Source. And then we started off with the gloaming and the unmistakable voice of Orlo Leonard with Féin Leog, or The Wanderer, from an album simply titled 2. Yes, it's the second gloaming album. It is 8:24. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. We'd like to remind you, if you're a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, we can't possibly keep up with all the great music, but if you send us your CD, we will endeavor to play it. All we ask is that you pay attention to good audio electronics. No ground hum, please. All right, then. Next up, we've got the Dexys and then Ruth Kagan, and we'll hear from Runrig and then dip back into Martin Bennett. And then we've got a brand new album that just came in. We're going to hear something from in a bit. Yeah, in a bit.
Right. Staden nimmst kund ach du mach im bachen skaten spui haru tan palchadaragit kawararu as fell fost presen as skaten sheadnen Treharish tan im bachalies ach shen plant Och puisach het asent a frail shen an slant Slen voliach het eson a fan a hun was Tan skaden esult as a chyn wymau as. Yn sien goel eis fe cyrryd daru, na rybach yn ffes bech hwn dy feidiw. An sien ciaw y rydyr y chyt y naflen E drim fel na haw ia my jes y lyn Yns flwch yst y menig as menig nes ffwa Fost prawal as cwysyn y lien cormenia Tret y cas las mae gol as y nis chet eras Gelir ac dan dwy'n swyd son y fog Teisil ie fo'n deisiach gael prawl maestiach A siwr ysach y led y chrech yn ist mach Da chrech eid y gienol reisgion y dyfoi Goel jog lies y ren As crelaw bentai Lies caf yn dy ioch As grembeg dy Ni mech bech a hasawa As eirni yn si Lig dwi'n gywd y cri oel Dys y chesach o'n hi Master Tanya Shenskian Alfred Emilian Lean Nish Jarrer Echot Enatami Echra Drow Palcha Tiskaden Ekmanen Debra Freil Freil Dunen Vanach Of a cruel tale, as licked a man on Nilesh, puis Foslan and me.
There's a synergy that comes like a hand inside a glove. It's the product of one man and one woman in love. She was fragrance all her days, she blew in on a wing. We raised a flower from the dust that she'll scatter on a wind. We laid him down in sunshine on an autumn afternoon.
For every beating heart of old,
a treasure trove of memories lowered to the ground.
For every beating heart of old,
then we walk the line together where the harvest flowers grow.
For every beating heart of old,
and where the world sung songs of innocence, we gathered in their glow.
Roll away the storm.
It's a truth that came from nothing on a blackened starry dawn. It's a truth that keeps us strong.
For every beating heart of old,
but we'll hold it like gold, we'll carry it through time.
For every beating heart of old,
shooting fast with the denial, romancing the divine.
Roll away the storm.
You can see it with your eyes, with your touch, hear it in the silence of the night. But it's shadows that divide, it's the all-consuming light. It's an army of promise to delight. There's a synergy that comes like a hand inside a glove. There's some that call it energy, and others call it love. She was fragrance all her days, she blew in on me.
For every beating heart of old,
we raise a flower from the dust that she'll scatter on.
Well, there was once upon a time there was a king and his wife, and she died and they left a daughter. So the king remarried, and this king, when he remarried, the stepmother took a hating to this girl. So she was going one day for a pitcher of water, and she let the pitcher fall. So she put the blame on the daughter. So she says to her stepmother, she says, "Look," she says, "for God's sake," she says, "leave me alone." So the girl sets away. The father drives her out. She had nowhere to go. She was just left alone. So she says to herself, she says, "I must go away." So she married this great fellow and he was called up to the army. And when he was called up to the army, she was left in childbirth. So she was on the table and nowhere to stay. She had nowhere to stay at all. So she was just on the road. So her baron was born, a young son. So her father came up to her. She says, "Look," she says, "you drove me out," she says, "father," she says. And she says, "Look," she says, "you understand what I mean?" She says, "I wouldn't like you for to come on the same ground as where I'm walking." He says, "Look," he says, "drop my daughter," she says. "You see that sword?" he says. "Yes," she says, "father." "Well," he says, "I'm cutting off your arm." So he takes a sword and he cuts off her arm. "Is that so?" he says, "daughter, brothers." "Oh, yes, father," she says, "very." Dying and bleeding to death, she says. And she says, "This day," she says, "above any other day," she says, "I'm not able to carry my child," she says. "Well," he says, "look," he says, "I'm taking the sword," he says, "and I'm cutting off your breast," he says, "so your child will die." look, he says, there's the sword. He says, no, I'm cutting off the breast. So he takes the sword and he cuts off her two breasts. He says, daughter, Doris, he says, is that so? Oh, yes, he says, father, very so. It's no sorrow to you, he says, than the day you broke the milk pitcher. Well, she says, my young son, she says, will be a hero someday, she says. And another thing, before you go on your horse's back, I hope to God there a thorn, a black thorn, she says, will go on your foot, she says. And there's no another doctor, she says, or professors in the country. I'll never take that out except my son. So she's trying to carry her wee baby in her teeth, trying to carry it. And she got up to an orchard with rolling on her side and pulling it. And God's torture. So she lands at this orchard and she's taking a bite of apple and she's trying to chew it and put it in the wee baby's mouth and she's bleeding to death. Just the last gasp. When this old man with a white beard comes up, he says, look, he says, daughter Doris, he says, lift your child. Oh, she says, I can't lift my child. She says, I've no arms. Try it, he says. Have a go at it. Just try it. She says, how can I? He says, try. She says, just there's this baby lying there. He says, just lift the top. So she tries. Her two arms come back the same way. Try, he says, and walk. How can I walk, she says, when I have no legs to walk on? Try it, he says. So she tries to walk. She's walking up, and then she's got her wee baby in his arms. She's going up and down. With. He says, give your baby a feed. How can I? My breast was cut away, he says. She says, look, how can I do it? Just have a trial, he says. Just have a wee trial. So she lifts her baby up and she tries her breast to come back just the same. So she went out onto the road again and thanked the old man very much. Thanked him a thousand times. And she walked on the road. And she meets this young chap, a very young, handsome young man, and she gets married to him. So they get settled down. Now there was a great placards up in every shop. It was posted in every telegraph pole. Maybe in these days they don't think of the telephones. But there weren't trees and that. There's a king dying. Anybody can save his soul will be made my wealth. So she looks at her, she says, there's only one man, she says, and that's my wee baby, she says, it'll cure that. So she goes up to her father in the bed. She says, father, she says, do you remember cutting off my legs? Daughter, he says, I remember, he says, I thought you were dead. He says, have you got two wooden legs? No, she says, father. She says, that young man is my husband there. She says, that other young man is my son. And he's only about 13 or 14 years of age, she says. And she says, look, she says, there's only one man will cure that, and that is my young son. And she says, there's only one thing I'll take it out with, and he says, that's the point of your sword, which you cut off my legs with. So the young fellow stops her, he says, look, he says, it's more in flesh and blood, he says, and I'll take the sword. So he cuts the leg off, and he flings it into a bin. So the old man is lying in agony. Get me a frog, says the young hero. I'll take a frog, he says, and leave it in the bed, he says, for 24 hours along with my grandfather. And in the morning, he says, his foot will come back natural. Very good. So they went and they got a frog, and they put it in the bed. So they look at his foot or that, anyway, I don't know how it happened. So anyway, this young hero is just waiting the word to see if he'd die or live. So the king looks, the old king himself. He says, look, he says, you have saved my life, he says, and I'll take your place, he says, and you take mine. So I don't know very much more about it.
And that was Martin Bennett with a storyteller from the album Grit. This is the 2014 album that contains a couple of bonus tracks. Martin, this was the last album he completed before he died. Way too soon. You heard Martin's own additions there, along with Davy Stewart, and pretty much the whole story, Daughter Doris, that was recorded back in 1954. 55 by Hamish Henderson. Prior to that was a Run Rig, I made a mistake when I put which track we were playing, and it's actually Your Beating Heart, not The Years We Shared. Prior to that was Ruth Kagan with Rene Skedin from her album Sheer. Ruth is a great Manx singer. This is a song about the herring fleet. It's arranged according to an old Manx tune, carol called The Sheep Beneath the Snow, or Nakiri Nenati. And the song of the heron, the last two verses are, with a cup of drink and a small bite to eat, we will live in peace as comfortably as farmers. Let us heartily drink to our own company. We are the most cheerful of men through casting the net. Now to put an end to what I have been saying, may there always be plenty of herring in man. Keep for us the blessing, O Creator of the world, and let the Manx people open their mouths in thanks. And we started off with the Dexys with great album, Let the Record Show. Dexys do Irish and country soul, and that was You Wear It Well. Well, I promised new music, and we do have brand new music. This is from John Redman, who grew up in the village of Ballindagan, County Wexford. He was an All-Ireland winner on button accordion before coming to America in 1988. And this new album, Box Sets, is a tribute to North Wexford and his love for his family who still live there. And it's all original tunes composed by John. And he says, on Friday, September 13th, 2013, myself and Kathy Normally were cycling in Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx. We were nearing the end of our cycle when I came off the bike and broke my collarbone. I was out of work due to the injury, decided to go home to County Wexford to continue my recovery. During my time at home, I did a lot of walking around a wind turbine farm near my home place. It was during these many walks I thought about writing an album that would reflect my love for the area and my family who all still live there. Moments like seeing an old horseshoe buried in the grass, seeing a trigonometric point on the land where the turbines are, climbing Mount Leinster and beholding its raw beauty, looking for Vinegar Hill in the distance, etc. So we're going to hear a set of jigs from John Redman, and then I think we'll have time for one more piece, and it'll be something from Open the Door for Three Penny Wager album.